The Master's Apprentice, a retelling of the Faust legend by Oliver Pooch. Translated by Lisa Reinhardt. Performed by Malcolm Hilgartner. In the fall that the children disappeared, the jugglers came to town. From an alcove in the upper city gate, little Johann stood with his mouth open, watching the boisterous, dancing, singing train of colorful people. Like a small army, they crossed the drawbridge spanning the boggy moat, marched through the wide open gate, and filled Knittlingen with life. At the front of the train, two dark-skinned men were doing cartwheels, followed by a handful of musicians with tabor pipes, bagpipes, and tambourines. Next came masked acrobats, a hunchbacked dwarf in a fool's costume, sword-wielding show fighters, and a real-life shaggy bear, which a giant was leading by a chain. Johann had never seen such splendor. Almost as if the emperor himself had traveled to the small town in the Palatinate. The huddled stone houses suddenly seemed to glow in a strange light, and Johann smelled something new and tantalizing, the scent of the wide world. One after another, the jugglers moved past him, followed by a crowd of laughing children who had been longing for this day as much as Johann had. One of the acrobats winked at him. Someone laughed and gave him a nudge that almost tripped him. Johann realized he'd been so busy gaping at the jugglers that he hadn't noticed he was stepping out onto the road. Wagon wheels rolled past him within a hair's breadth, leaving deep furrows in the ground, which was still wet from the last rain. Cold autumn fog crept down from the wooded hills surrounding the town, but Johann didn't feel it. He couldn't take his eyes off the noisy, never-ending caravan of people, carts, horses, and oxen pouring into town. "Where do they all come from?" he wondered. "From faraway Nuremberg? From foreign lands beyond the Alps, or even beyond the ocean? Where sea serpents, lions, and dragons live?" Johann's world didn't extend beyond the hills of the Kraichgau. Behind those hills began the world of myths, fairy tales, and legends. Whenever his mother found the strength, she told him stories. Stories of the sleeping emperor Barbarossa, of knights, gnomes, and fairy queens, of the boogeyman in the woods, of imperial diets in Augsburg and Regensburg, and of grand feasts. Johann would sit in her lap and listen, entranced by her soft voice. After the jugglers came the itinerant merchants, some pulling carts while others carried their goods bundled on their backs. Every year, on the day of St. Simon and Jude, the merchants set up their stalls along Market Street, which led from the upper city gate to St. Leonhard's Church. The autumn market was Knittlingen's biggest fair, even bigger than the Cantate market in spring. Peddlers came from Bretten, Pforzheim, and even Heidelberg to sell their wares.